The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 10, text number 9. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on April 16th, 2018, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Matchita Madgata Prana. Bodhayanta Parasparam. Katayantascha mam nityam, tashyanti charamanti cha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Mm-hmm. But translation? Oh, I'll do the purport, yeah. Pure devotees, whose characteristics are mentioned here, engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself, and in the mature stage, they are actually situated in the love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in His abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of a living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and that if it is sown in the heart of a living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, that seed fructifies, just as a seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the covering of the material universe, and enters into the Brahma Jyoti effulgence in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky also, that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there gradually as a plant grows fruits and flowers. That plant in devotional service also produces fruits, and the watering process in the form of chanting and hearing goes on. This plant of devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjhalila, chapter 19. It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in the love of God, then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with the Supreme Lord. Just as a fish cannot live without water, in such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Soul and His devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees, as stated in the Bhagavatam itself, 12:13:8 Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. In this narration, there's nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and His devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in association. So when Prabhupada came to America, it was amazing the impact he had on the young people. Thousands of them became his disciples. So we certainly don't have the... Certainly we're not on the caliber of Srila
Prabhupada.
But we can pray for his mercy. That our preaching can also have a huge impact on the world now. Because the world is in desperate need of Krishna consciousness. At any moment a huge war could break out. Any moment a huge war could break, nuclear war could break out. The Russians have their missiles aimed at the U.S. and the U.S. has its missiles aimed at Russia. Just takes one push of a button. And you have crazy people like Trump running the U.S., you know.
I mean,
so it's a very dangerous situation in the world right now. So we have to take over the world. We have to make them Krishna conscious. That's Lord Chaitanya's mission. Prabhupada said, deliver the world. So how are we going to do that? We got to deliver ourselves, right? If we're in Maya, how we can get the world out of Maya? So even more important than living the world is living ourselves. So if we're delivered, then we have nothing to worry about, really. If we're delivered, we have nothing to worry about. But then naturally we want to deliver others. But our most important work is that we become delivered from the material nature. So this is a very important verse for our own deliverance. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss from enlightening one another and conversing about me. Shri Shri Radhadamadar ki jai, Shri Nitai Gaurachandra ki jai. So, this mentions talking about Krishna. Does that mean only in the classes, in the lectures, or what about when we're sitting around in the prasadam room? Prabhupada talked about Krishna all the time. Whether he was walking on the beach, whether he was taking prasadam, or giving a lecture, he was simply talking about Krishna. So I might think, well, wouldn't that get boring after a while, just talking about Krishna, Krishna, Krishna all day long? But no, that's not true. Krishna Gita is mystical. It's transcendental. It's described in by Prabhupada in the Krishna book, Nitya Nava Navyamanam. You get unlimited bliss by talking about Krishna. And that bliss goes on increasing, increasing, increasing.
Ir ta palaima auga, nuolatos.
It doesn't go away, it gets better.
Ir darosi vis skanesnė ir skanesnė.
In other words, if you talk about Krishna every day,
jeigu jūs pastoji kalbėsite apie Krishna,
the first day you'll be totally ecstatic.
Pati pirmo diena bus pati nuostabiausia.
And the second day will even be more totally ecstatic. And the third day will even be more and more and more totally ecstatic. And the fourth day will be even more and more and more and more and more ecstatic. The more you talk about Krishna, the more it becomes enlivening. It becomes unlimitedly thrilling. Why? Because actually every one of us is an associate of Krishna. We've forgotten it. I am not an American. You are not Lithuanians or Germans or whatever you may think you are. That's not you. Every one of us is one of the associates of the Lord in the spiritual world. We don't come from this world. We come from the spiritual world. So when you start to talk about Krishna, you start to hear about Krishna, it revives, starts to wake up your original identity as one of the associates of the Lord in his transcendental pastimes in the spiritual world. So every moment becomes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. This purport is really something, really amazing. One thing I really liked about this purport, just as a seed fructifies with regular watering, this Hare Krishna mantra is but the seed of bhakti is once you hear from the bona fide spiritual master. The seed of bhakti is planted in your heart. And the more you go on chanting Hare Krishna, you're watering the seed. That's what's happening. It's like from that seed comes out then a tree and all the fruits. In the same way, that seed that's in your heart right now, as it becomes watered more and more, then bursting out from that seed is a creeper of love of God. And Prabhupada explains that creeper then it pierces the coverings of the material universe. Do you know how thick those coverings are? They're very thick. Very, very thick coverings. You can never get through them with a rocket ship. Or even if you took an atomic weapon, you couldn't blow your way through those coverings. They're very, very thick. But by chanting Hare Krishna, you'll actually penetrate the coverings of the material universe. You'll enter into the spiritual sky. And you'll travel across that vast spiritual sky all the way to Goloka Vrindavan. And there you will take shelter of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. This Hare Krishna mantra will take you all the way to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. It's pretty amazing. It's a very, very amazing thing. It's by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You can break through the coverings of the material universe and go all the way to Goloka Vrindavan and right there with Radha and Krishna. You will actually be there seeing them face to face.
būti su Radha Krishna.
And you'll be a participant in their divine pastimes.
Ir dalyvauti su jais įvairiuose žaidimuose.
Just by chanting Hare Krishna. Wow, it's pretty amazing. What could be more amazing than that? Even the great yogis cannot achieve this. Even the powerful jnanis cannot achieve this. But this Hare Krishna chanting will take you all the way to the association of Radha and Krishna. Another thing I really like about this is they're always the devotees, derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. This reminds me when I was a brahmachari. I was traveling with Vishnujana Swami. We had a thing called, it was actually a traveling rock opera is what it was. We had a rock opera about a... Prabhupada saw a rock opera, he really liked it. It's the story of a hippie who became a devotee. And we would travel around and do the concerts in different places. So anyway, one of the boys in the party, his name was Baba Bhuti Brahmachari. And he and I decided that we would make a deal. We would be Krishna Katha buddies. Every time at Prasadam, we would sit together and talk about Krishna. You know, what did you read in the Krishna book today? Or what's your latest realization about Krishna, you know? I mean, it's really amazing, you know? If you like read the Krishna book, for example, then you can sit down at Prasadam and share what you just read in the Krishna book with the other devotees, you know. How Lord Brahma was absolutely astounded what happened when he stole the cowherd boys. Prabhupada says he didn't realize he was playing with fire. He had heard that Krishna was the Supreme Lord. That little cowherd boy was the Supreme Lord.
Brahma girdėjo, kad tas mažas Krishna berniukas buvo aukščiausias viešpats.
Wake up, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. But he really wanted to. He already heard the Agasura Leela was already known to him. You know how the cowherd boys and Krishna would swallow in the mouth of Agasura, and then they all came out. So he knew that Krishna was the Supreme Lord. But he's interested to see more of Krishna's wondrous activities. So he stole all the boys and calves and hid him in a cave. He put him under his spell of his mystic power. He put them all into a trance. They were all asleep, he said. But Krishna didn't want the cowherd, the mothers and the cows to be disturbed. Where our sons are, you see.
But Krishna norėjo, kad jo draugų mamos ir tėčiai nuliūstų ir kad karvės nuliūstų viršelių netekė.
Actually, there was so many of them. There was thousands of cowherd boys. And each cowherd boy had thousands of calves that he took care of. So there was millions of calves. So Krishna wanted to make sure that the mothers would not be aggrieved. This is the amazing thing. He expanded himself as a perfect duplicate of each cowherd boy and each calf. He was the most perfect actor in the history of theater.
No
movie actor could do this. He took every aspect, even the most subtle aspects of every single boy and every single calf. Everything. So the mother cow and the cowherd lady, they all thought that that was their son. But it wasn't ordinary. Now you see, normally they love Krishna more than they love their sons. But now they love their son just like they loved Krishna. Because it was Krishna. When the boys came home, all those Krishna playing as the boys, the mothers felt so much affection, the milk was coming out of their breasts, that motherly affection. So the boys then drank milk from their mother's breast. And the same thing with the mother cows. Even though the calves are grown up now, they just take grass, they don't take the milk from the mother anymore. They all gave their breast milk to the calves. So in this way, these amazing pastimes are going on in Vrindavan. And one day, after about a year had passed, there was a bunch of cows. See, the older men, the men would take care of the cows and the boys would take care of the calves, you see. So the cowherd men were up on top of Govardhan Hill, taking care of the cows. And the cowherd boys were down at the foot of Govardhan taking care of the calves. So the cows looked down Govardhan at their calves and looked down the hill. And out of intense love for their calves, they went charging down Govardhan Hill. And it wasn't a smooth path either. It was very rough. All the boulders and trees, somehow they didn't care. They just went charging down Govardhan. The cowherd men were so angry. What are you doing? They were just running. They were so angry. What are you cows doing? To run like this down Govardhan, they were all real angry at the cows. They ran down Govardhan Hill after the cows. And they got down at the foot of Govardhan, and the cows were there, and they saw their sons immediately. And they became completely overwhelmed with love for their sons. And this is one of the many, many pastimes in the Krishna book, you see. So, the more you read these books and discuss these books, you'll find you're living in a world completely beyond anxiety. Because that's our actual home. To be with Krishna. Not in this ridiculous material world. Of course, while we're here, we have a very exciting mission. Global re-spiritualization. Lord Chaitanya's movement means to spiritualize the whole world. So it's exciting being here too. So we have two things to be excited about. Going back and being with Krishna again in the spiritual world. And serving Lord Chaitanya's mission here in the material world. So we get to have fun now and have fun forever in the future. It's an exciting adventure. And we get to talk about it, think about it, meditate on it, pray on it, you see. And I'll give you a tip of how to be completely free of anxiety. Zero anxiety. You just pray for pure bhakti. Please, my dear Krishna, bless me that now I can be fully absorbed in serving you and pleasing you with my every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances. The only reason that any of us ever have any anxiety at all is we're foolishly, stupidly, asininely trying to enjoy separately from Krishna. But there is no enjoyment separate from Krishna. There's only the illusion of enjoyment. So instead of being carried away by illusory enjoyment, which does nothing but make us miserable, we should intelligently train ourselves to only accept the genuine happiness of pure devotional service. You may say, but how can I do that? I'm so lusty, I'm so lazy, I'm so angry, I'm so... how could I possibly do that? But you can do that. If you want it. How many of here would you like to be? How many of you in this room tonight would like to be pure devotees of Krishna? Yeah. Well, you can get every one of you can achieve it in this very lifetime, as soon as possible. All you have to do is beg for him. Krishna, please give me pure devotional service. We have a very special prayer for them. And you should pray it many, many times every day. This prayer has great power and potency to help you awaken that pure bhakti within your heart. How does that prayer go? Oh yeah, there it is on the wall. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If people chant that prayer at least 1,728 times every day, that's our vow in the Japa Mala, you see. 16 times 108 is 1,728 repetitions every day. If you will chant it with not just space dialing, but if you say, if you're in the mood of begging Krishna to bless you with pure devotional service, your japa will take off like a rocket. You'll feel you're like in a rocket ship penetrating the coverings of the universe. Quality japa will actually liberate you from all anxiety. It's the most powerful thing. It's worth more than millions and billions of euros. So how many of you chant japa every day? Anybody not doing it? Who's not chanting? There's one. So kind. This gentleman should be given some japa beads tonight. Yeah. So he can start. Yes. This process of chanting japa is amazing. It's mystical. It actually carries you beyond the material existence. So in this way, you see, by chanting japa, by taking prasadam, talking about Krishna, sharing Krishna with each other, this is another point. We have a tendency to be puffed up and to be impersonal. Just like that old, there was a popular song when I was a youth, it was called "I am a rock, I am an island."
Buvo tokia populiari daina, senai.
I trust no one and no one trusts me. I am a rock, I am an island. It was a very popular song. So we have to come out of that shell. We all have our little shells called the false ego, right? You know, like, don't mess with me. We have it. It's called the false ego. I have it. You have it. We all have it. That's why we're in the material world. We have false egos. Let's admit it. We all have false egos. But by this chanting process, that false ego gradually melts away. And when it's completely gone, Krishna becomes revealed. You'll directly see Krishna. So this chanting process is a pretty valuable thing. This process of Krishna consciousness is the most amazing thing available anywhere in the world. Not only on this planet, but on any planet throughout the whole universe, or in any universe throughout the whole material existence, or even in all of existence itself, including the vast spiritual world, there is nothing more amazing than this process of Krishna consciousness. So, do yourself a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Take Krishna consciousness as your very life and soul. That now I must awaken pure love of God within my heart. This will be the greatest blessing I'll ever achieve in all of eternity. I must simply awaken my dormant Krishna consciousness. So, I could ask if there's some questions. Yes.
Mano klausimas, mokytojas sakė, kad visai netikro ego nelieka, tai mes pamatom Krishna tiesiogiai. Klausimas, jeigu truputį netikros ego aptirpsta, ar mes jau pradedam truputį matyti Krishna? My question, you mentioned that when we completely melt down the false ego, when we can see Krishna fully.
That's right.
My question, if you melt it little bit, can we feel or get feeling of Krishna little bit?
Yes. Every little bit of, the more you, it happens, you can gradually, all right, how to say it? If your false ego goes away a little bit, you will feel great spiritual enlightenment in some
way.
By even becoming a little bit humble, you can greatly relish Krishna's holy name. You can greatly relish his pastimes, his teachings. You can greatly relish the association of devotees. You can even become humble enough to want to have a guru and become a disciple. It's not when you get initiated you're spiritually perfect. Getting initiation means you become a little bit humble. And you understand, well, I got to go further. I need a lot of might to go much further, so I better become a disciple. So yeah, every little bit of humility that comes, you begin to feel Krishna more and more in your life. It's a fact.
Taigi yra faktas, kad kuo tampate nulankesnis, tuo daugiau pamatote savo gyvenime Krishna.
The more you become free from Maya, the more you begin to feel the presence of Krishna in your life. That's a fact.
Kuo daugiau laisvesni nuo Majas, tuo daugiau jaučiate Krishnas buvimą.
Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Guru Mataji.
What is false ego?
Question is, what is false ego?
Klausimas, kas tas netikras ego?
False ego means you misidentify. It has a number of meanings. One is that you take the body to be the self. But along with that false conception comes pride, arrogance, and all the negative qualities come along with that false identification. Next. Oh, here's that lady back there was before him. You're next.
Kada mokinys prašo mokytojo iniciacijos, jisai, kaip Guru Maharadžas minėjo, kad reikia tam tikro nuolankumo, kad galėtų, kad norėtų tapti mokiniu. Ir inicijuotas mokinys supranta, kad jo visi, kad ir mažiausiai pasiekimai, tai yra mokytojo nuopelnas, mokytojo malonė, mokytojo įtako visą tai, pagalba. Ir dabar iskoniam, aš pasimetu ir kiti baktai būna klausę, kad vieni sako, kad iš tikrųjų visą laiką reikia žinoti ir klausti, kas yra mokytojas to mokinio, o kiti sako, kad yra nemandagu klausti, kas yra tavo mokytojas. Ir tokie, man taip kartais kyla, kad čia yra impersonalu, kada mes visus nuopelnus atiduodam savo guru Maharadžui. O jeigu mes neklausėm ir nežinom, kas yra mūsų tarpusavį esančių jadroje baktų mokytojai, tiesiog gal galima būtų pakomentuoti, kokiose situacijose, kaip tai.
The question is that she's wondering, some devotees is telling that it's not proper to disclose what is name of your guru, and some is telling that it's very proper to say who is your guru, so she wants some explanation.
Well, ask me, well, if you were to ask me who my guru is, I would say, yes, my guru is His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharja Astadadadishi Shimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, the founder Charya Piskan, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's my guru. Actually, you should be very proud of your guru. I want to tell the whole world about your guru. Guru Maharaj is shaking your head. What's the deal?
It happens that in ISKCON we have so many gurus.
Yeah?
So if you start talking about your guru, then they will say that you are trying to canvass.
Canvass him.
Yes. Sako, o ką daryti, kad mes įskonį tiek daug mokytojų turim, ir jeigu pradėsime tik apie savo mokytoją šnekėti, tai sakys, kad tu nori perkalbėti, patraukti visus pas savo mokytoją.
Interesting issue.
Labai įdomi istorija.
I'm just worried about canvas and me talking about Prabhupada. But you, to keep your guru, you can't tell your guru, you have to keep it secret. That doesn't make sense either.
Bet kaip ir tikrai nelogiška, kad reikia paslapti ją, laikyti savo mokytoją.
You can tell who your wife is, tell who your temple president is, but you can't tell who your guru is. That doesn't make sense. I'm married to so-and-so, this is my temple president, my guru.
Can't say it.
It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Does not make sense. You can tell who your wife is, your temple president. You can't tell who your guru is. My GBC is so and so. My temple president is so. My wife is so. My guru. Nope. Yes. That doesn't make sense.
One can say in a different manner. One can tell. But if some preacher is saying that my guru is such and such, that means it's canvassing.
I don't agree with that.
You may not agree, but that's the reason.
I don't think your ISKCON has any policy against. There's no GBC resolution saying you can't mention your guru's name. I don't see any harm mentioning your guru's name.
Well,
It's like you're giving a class, you know, and you say, my spiritual master wrote me a nice letter and he gave this instruction. You can tell the devotees what your guru said. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't see any harm in mentioning your guru's name. But if you say, but if you go around saying, you must take shelter of so-and-so, the other gurus are no good, only my guru is good, then that's bad. You can't say that. Unless you take shelter of my guru, you're nowhere. You can't say that, obviously. Because anybody who's purely preaching the message of Srila Prabhupada, they're a bona fide person. Next question.
My dear Gurudev, thank you for this nice lecture. My obeisances to all the devotees here. My question is, I know the Maha Mantra is a big mercy for us all to from Sri Chaitanya to us with only our faith in payment. But sometimes I think I should thank more, and I cannot do anything. How to thank you, Sri Chaitanya? It's a feeling inside. I should thank more.
That's a very good feeling.
Can you give me an advice how to do it?
Yeah, he can.
Aš jaučiu, kad mes gavome tiek daug malonės ir jaučiuosi, kad neturiu kom atsidėkoti. Ir klausimas, kaip daryti tokią situaciją, ar kažkom tai iškoti to atsidėkojimo kažkaip, ar kaip daryti.
You're feeling spiritually incomplete, that you have not fully given yourself. That's a very good feeling.
Toks jausmas, kad tu nesijauti pilnai save atidavęs, yra geras jausmas.
This is actually when it matures in Krishna consciousness, he naturally feels more and more bereft of Krishna consciousness.
Kuo daugiau žmogus pažengia, kuo jis daugiau turi Krishna sąmonės, tuo daugiau jam atrodo, kad jam jos trūksta.
It's kind of amazing, but the great acharyas, you see,
skamba keistai, bet didieji mokytojai,
they feel that they're great offenders.
Jie galvoja, kad jie yra žaidėjai.
It's like Bhaktivinoda, you see. Aparada Gucci, Shudaname Ruchi, Kripa Bole Habe Hridoya Sanchar. When my offenses ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? Kabe Habe Bolo Sedi Namar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? Feeling that he's lacking. So the more you feel that you're lacking, that is actually a sign of awakening of transcendental feelings in the heart. So what to do with those feelings? That's the question.
Yeah.
You beg. My dear Guru Maharaj, my dear Krishna, please bless me now. I can give up all my nonsense, my horrible nonsense, and be fully surrendered. Please help me. Please help me. Please help me.
Like that.
Intensely, just like a person begging for his life, you know. He's been captured by the terrorists. They're getting ready to cut off his head. And he's begging them, please do not kill me. Please do not kill me. So with the same intensity or even more intensity, my dear Lord, please help me get all of this dirt out of my heart and be fully. Please, my Lord, please bless me. Please bless me. And you can chant your japa in that mood. The holy name of Krishna will take you all the way to perfection. It is enough. But you can also pray in your own words as well. I personally make my own prayers too. I chant Hare Krishna and I also pray, Prabhupada, please bless me. I can become completely pure now and free of all the dirt of the heart. I beg Prabhupada, please Prabhupada. So you can take that feeling and use it for praying in your own language, German language? Yeah, in your German language you can pray. Yeah, or English, yeah. You can just beg and beg and beg for pure devotional service.
Yeah.
Yeah. The crying of the heart, you see. You have to learn how to cry for Krishna. Like a child crying for the mother, you see. You ever seen a child crying for the mother? In complete desperation, crying and screaming for the mother. We even when they were younger, before they even said mama, you see. When they're just a little baby and they're just screaming, they can't even say mama yet, you know. So you can be like a little child screaming for the mother. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Is begging Krishna, please save me, please save me. Please save me, my Lord. Please save me, Krishna. Please save me. That intensity is very good. Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Yes.
Meldimosi tyros atsidėjimo tarnystės. Iš esmės gyvenant čia materiniam pasaulyje, mes taip pripratom dėl savęs gyvent, bet labai sunku suprasti, kas tai yra tyra atsidėjimo tarnystė, tom apibrėžinim, kurio yra, kad be jokių motivacijos dėl savęs, dėl kažko. Tai aš noriu paklausti, iš tikrųjų, kol nėra to supratimo, kas yra tikra tyra atsidėjimo tarnystė, patirties tos tyros atsidėjimo tarnystės, labai sunku melstis jai nuo širdžiai. Tai ar kokios yra galimybės patirti tą tyrą atsidėjimo tarnystę, suvokti ją iš tikrųjų. There is an explanation about pure devotional services, according to that you said that we should pray for pure devotional service.
Yeah.
But unless we have here in material world, it's very difficult to understand how to do something without motivations for ourselves, because we still want that something, we're doing something that somebody will find that, see that we are doing, that they can recognize, appreciate that we are doing, and we're doing something that for others. But there is no in this world
selfish experience
for selfishness. But still, we came here like for purification, maybe practicing, or some kind of for liberation, maybe in some kind. It's very difficult to understand what is a pure devotional service. And how can we pray for pure devotional service and this we don't understand it properly? We don't have experience of that. So maybe you can answer how can we experience to that our prayer will be natural and not some kind of...
Well, by reading Prabhupada's books, you can learn what it was pure devotion. Yeah, go ahead, translate it for the people. Translate his question, yeah. He already did, okay. The thing is, by reading Prabhupada's books, you can understand what it means to be a pure devotee of Krishna. There's so many examples. Arjuna is there. So many examples. Prabhupada's example is a pure devotee. One who is fully surrendered to doing exactly what Krishna wants. Even Lord Jesus is an example of a pure devotee. He said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Pure devotee means that he does whatever Krishna wants. That's all. He's totally sold out to whatever Krishna wants him to do. That's a simple thing. He has no independent agenda. He simply wants to act. He simply wants to think, speak, and act as a, purely as an agent of Krishna in every situation for all of eternity. Nothing else. So it's not really that difficult of a concept to grasp if you hear from somebody who knows how to explain it properly. And once you understand that is your perfection of your existence. And that Krishna wants you to come to that state of mind. And at that point you just start begging for it, you know. And you follow the orders of the spiritual master. The representative of Krishna. You do whatever your guru said. The guru says, do something, you do it. He says, don't do it, you don't do it. You follow your guru, that's all. Whatever your spiritual master says, you do it. Finished. Yes. Does that answer your question? Okay, next.
So the Gurudev, can a neophyte devotee experience by the mercy of his spiritual master what it is pure devotional service? Ar gali neofitas bhaktas patirti dvasinio mokyto malonės dėka, kas tai yra, tai yra sutėjimo tarnystė?
Certainly you can get some little drops of it. Spiritual, the bliss of Krishna consciousness is certainly oftentimes given to neophyte devotees. A little taste of pure spiritual bliss. That can definitely, that's regularly done by Krishna. He gives special mercy to neophytes. To encourage them to fully surrender. Does that answer your question? Next. This girl is next, in the black sweater back here.
Žinių troškimas yra netikro ego poreikis ir ar žinių siekis, tarkim, tam keli kertasi su, tarkim, bhakti, su atsidavimo tarnystė, ar tie keliai jie gali vienas kitą papildyti?
Dvasinių žinių turi vieni, ar ten kaip
universitetą? Dvasinių žinių. Nes čia vis tiek yra kaip žinios, žinana, tai kaip, ar tai nu, neprieštaravo.
Her question is about spiritual knowledge. The desire to get spiritual knowledge, it is beneficial in spiritual way, or it comes from false ego and it just abstracts us from the path of bhakti yoga.
One has to become knowledgeable.
Žmogus turi įgyti žinių.
You have to know what is pure devotional service. Otherwise, how you can practice it? You see, if you want to bake a cake, you have to find out the recipe, isn't it? So I say, well, I want to bake a cake, but I'm not going to use any recipe. Oh, it'll be a disaster. So you have to have some knowledge.
It's
necessary to. Prabhupada said, all of my students must read all of these books. If knowledge is not important, why Prabhupada gave us all these books? Every devotee should read all of these books. Every devotee should become very knowledgeable. You may accept Krishna consciousness blindly without knowledge. But that cannot last forever. You will give it up eventually if you don't have knowledge. You have to, every devotee should have knowledge. And once you have knowledge, then it becomes solid. You will never give it up once you have knowledge. So you must have knowledge. Next. Let's see, all right.
Is there any qualities that are beneficial for developing mode of surrender?
Yeah. There's 26 qualities of a devotee. Guru Mata, you want to add some points on any of these? Any of these questions, you want to add points, just let me know. I'll be happy to. Sometimes she gets, her answer is much better than mine sometimes. So whenever you're inspired to speak, just give me the nod and we'll pass the mic over there. Tomorrow is morning Bhagavatam class. She'll be giving the class. So, the mic is coming.
What is pure devotion?
Mic.
How we can recognize pure devotion service? What is Krishna saying in the Bhagavad Gita? Is Tasma Sarveshu Kalishu Ma Mamnus Maram Yuddhacha. The translation is this. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duties. Of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me, your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. That's pure devotional service.
Yeah.
Since we are all
Mike.
We are already in the material world, and without any activity, we cannot survive there. If we don't do anything, we will do nonsense. So, to engage in Krishna's service is the pure devotional service. Not even a moment we can spare without doing anything. So instead of doing something nonsense, why not always say, as Krishna says, think of me and do your activities. So that is in his service, not for my sense gratification. I'm going to think. I will meditate on that, how I'm going to gratify my senses. That is not pure devotional service. Service to Krishna is pure devotional service.
Which
verse is
8-7. Mm. Čia yra labai nuostabus tekstas, kurį mes paskaitysime jo vertimą, tai yra 8-7. Todėl, visada galvok apie mane kaip Krišna ir tuo pačiu metu kovok, vykdyk tau nurodytą pareigą. Paskyręs man savo veiklą ir į mane sutelkęs protą ir bei intelektą, tu abejonės pasieksi mane. Ir kurį matai čia paaiškino, kad tai yra transcendentalistė, kad mes negalim būti be veiklos, todėl turime atlikti savo pareigas, bet visą laiką prisimindami Krishna ir nukreipdami savo veiklą jam.
Does that answer your question? Okay, next question. All right.
Bet tuo pat metu yra sakoma, kad ane bilašita šuniam, gena kamani anavritam. Tai sako, kad atsidėjimo tarnystė turi būti be karmos ir be genus priemaišų. Bet jeigu mes galim dirbti, daryti kažką dėl Krišnos, bet tuo pat metu ten kažkokį vis tiek atėjimą, karmos noras arba genus noras, tai gal galėtų daugiau gal komentuoti, matodžiai. But also there is an explanation about like an abdash toshinyam for pure devotional service. Saying that without karma, still maybe have this karma or jnana in ourselves, it's still a pure devotional service called.
If you are meditating on Krishna and doing service for Krishna, that is pure devotional service. Karma means no yoga. That is not pure devotional service. We talk about karma yoga. Maya kutam mano buddhir. You give your mind and intelligence for service of Krishna.
Buvo, kad atsidėjimo tarnystė neturi turėti šių priemaišų, tai yra, tu pilnai sutelkia savo protą ir atlieki šitą veiklą tik tyrai dėl Krištos. Ir rezultatų.
rezultatus irgi skiria Krishna.
Any other questions?
Kaip jūs mūsų duoti kitiems jaunesnėms asigansams batams savo pavyzdį, jeigu tu jo neturi? Iš kur tavo jį paėmė?
Man kaip parodyti jaunesnėms batams?
Jaunesnėms savo pavyzdį, jeigu tu jo neturi?
Iš kur apie save kalbėti? Kaip tau parodyti kitiems pavyzdį?
Taip pat neturi jo.
How to show to others good example if you are yourself not if you don't have a good example if you're not following yourself
then you have to change yourself, that's all. You have to beg Krishna, my dear Lord, I want to be a good example, but I know I'm a rotten example. Please help me, my Lord. And you can also help ask devotees to help you as well. You see. Let's say, for example, you sleep during Mangalarti every day. I don't know if it's true or not, but just example. Then you have someone wake you up every day. You say, Prabhu, can you please make sure I'm up for Mangalarti every day? Even if you have to pour a bucket of water over me, get me out of the bed. You see, in this way, if you ask the devotees to help you. Then you have to ask help, you know. Sometimes we have so much maya, we can't get out on our own. We're so caught up in the modes, we just can't break out. So ask another devotee to help you. He's initiated? Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Yes.
Brahman initiated.
Huh?
He has second initiated and he's chanting.
Second initiated. You're chanting your rounds though. Okay. You're chanting him every day? Without fail? Without fail, he's chanting 16 rounds every day.
In the mind.
He's not chanting on the beads? And he's an initiated disciple?
On the beads.
But he is chanting on the beads.
But in the mind.
Huh?
During the class.
I don't follow.
During the class, he's chanting in japa.
He chants japa during class?
On the beads, but in the mind. Silent. No voice.
He doesn't vibrate it. No, you have to vibrate it. Prabhupada said every syllable must be distinctly chanted and heard. You can't just sit there and think. You have to vibrate. You should be able to pronounce and hear every syllable. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every syllable you should hear. And you should have a devotee, if you're having a hard time getting in the habit, ask somebody to monitor you and watch you and remind you. If you are sincere to become a good example, it's not funny, stop laughing. This is a very serious thing. If you're serious to be a good example and you're really sincere about it, Krishna and the devotees will give you all help. But just some, like a joke in the air, you're not going to go anywhere spiritually. Do you want to get out of this material world and go back to God in this lifetime, or you want to take birth again? It's not a joke. You have to learn to be, you have a tendency to be, to take everything as a joke. This process, the time of death is not a joke. You have to become very, very serious about awakening pure love of God within your heart and following the instructions of the spiritual. And then you will find a much greater happiness than your so-called happiness you're tasting now by this joking move. you're finding much greater happiness, greater bliss than what you have now, but you're joking around all the time. Move. Okay? All right, next. Yeah.
Not able to physically pronounce the how
to pronounce it?
No. What if you cannot physically able to pronounce correctly?
Like the Chinese, they go Hare Lama, Hare Lama, 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 Hare Yani. Well, Krishna will understand their accent. You do the best you can according to your ability to speak, you know. Next.
Person cannot think about Krishna if he's still living sinful life, or he's he has sinful thoughts.
By following the regulated principles.
Aš skaičiau Bhagavatam, kad žmogus negali mąstyti apie Krišną, jeigu yra pasinėręs į nuodėmingą veiklą ir koks galėtų būdas pasveikti.
Following the regulated principles, going to kirtan, arati, prasad, devotee association, this will free you of all these. This is free of these sinful thoughts. Instead of seeing a woman as a sub, for example, instead of seeing a girl as a sex object, brahmachari means you see every woman as your mother. So in this way you have to train yourself and get rid of these sinful thoughts.
Yeah.
By proper philosophical understanding also. Read the books and see through the eyes of the books. That will free your mind from sinful thoughts also. This process works. If you work the process. You don't work the process, it won't work for you. But if you work it, it will work. You actually reach the stage where you can see Krishna face to face. It's like you're seeing me, you will see, the day will come, you will see Krishna also. Next. Yes.
Commentary Srila Prabhupada wrote that in the previous stage, devotee, he feels satisfaction from the service itself, from the service itself.
Yeah.
And after Prabhupada mentions that in a major, more major, he feels love for God. Maybe you can explain, because I found this kind of interesting.
Yes, it is. It is. It is in today's purport. It's kind of interesting, yeah.
Iš pačios praktikos. O kai pažengia, jau malonumas ateina iš pačios meilės Dievui.
It's interesting this to relish the nectar of to relish transcendental pleasure in devotional service is considered a beginning stage.
Kada žmogui patinka atsidavimo tarnystė.
Some of us haven't even reached that level yet.
Kas nors džiaugtųsi, nors tokį lygį pasiekęs.
You go, oh, service, I don't want to wash the dishes. Come on, what are you doing with that? So this actually, even this preliminary stage for us is a very high stage. That's why it's hard for us to understand that there could be something even higher than that. But there is. In other words, but then what did Papa say the next stage is? In the mature stage, one is actually situated in love of God. So, there's when you're an absolutely a pure devotee and you're actually relishing your loving reciprocations with Krishna within your heart at every minute.
reiškia, kad tu tyras atsidavęs ir tu patiri santykį asmeninį su viešpačiu širdyje kiekvieną
akimirką. Tu žinai,
kad tu esi dvasinio pasaulio, Krishna
žaidimas. And you actually enter into that rasa with Krishna in the loving relationship.
Tu įeini į tą santykį savo širdyje.
As a cowherd boy, a cowherd girl.
Pavyzdžiui, tu esi piemenaitė ir piemuo dvasinio pasaulio.
A cow,
arba karvė,
a peacock,
arba povas,
a flute, a dhoti, they're all persons. They take these different roles because they want to serve Krishna in that particular way. Somebody actually wants to be Krishna's dhoti. It's a devotee. A devotee takes the form of a dhoti to serve Krishna as his dhoti, actually. They're all devotees, but they take those different forms as even a rock. So that's on the perfectional stage. But for those of us who have not yet realized our eternal relationship with Krishna, our ecstasy is the devotional service. It's chanting, hearing, offering foods to Krishna, honoring prasadam, chanting our rounds, attending Mangal Arati, going to Mayapur in Vrindavan, bathing in the Jamuna, circumambulating Govardhan. You know, we get ecstasy from these things. The affectional stage, you actually revive that your original loving relationship with Krishna.
So
it's hard for us to understand that higher stage. Because it's so far away from us right now. We haven't even learned how to relish the service yet. So let's right now focus on learning how to relish every aspect of devotional service. We're 24/7, we're in complete bliss, hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, offering an arti to Krishna, cleaning the temple for Krishna, going on Harinam for Krishna, working a job and giving income to Krishna. Let us learn how to relish these things right now. And then, when that we're mature to the preliminary stage, then we eventually become mature to the perfectional stage. That's a nice question. I appreciate it. Next.
About the mood or the consciousness of the person who has a full faith in his spiritual master's words.
What happens to him?
What is that mood? How to
What is the mood of having full faith in Guru's words?
Yes. Can I translate? Brangus mokytojau, gal galite papasakot mums apie nuotaiką arba reiškia sąmonę žmogaus, kuris turi pilną tikėjimą kiekvieno savo dvasinio mokytojo žodžiu.
Well, we sing it every morning in Guru Puja. My only desire to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. Are we there yet? Nope. But if we're intelligent, we will want to get there. That actually all I need to do is hear my spiritual master speak. It's the perfection of my existence. As Narottam says, my only desire is to have my consciousness be purified by the words emanating from his lotus.
That
is a very, very high stage. I have no other desire except to hear my Guru Maharaj's words. No other desire. It's a very, very high level of Krishna consciousness. So how do you get there? You have so many desires. I want this, I want that. And I like hearing my Guru, that's okay too, but I have so many other types of desires. How do you get to the stage where your only desire is to hear your Guru speak?
No.
It's very simple. Hear him as much as you can. The more you hear him, the more you become addicted to hearing him. And eventually that addiction will drive all other addictions out of your heart. Hearing your spiritual master speak. That's how Krishna becomes revealed. The more you're attached to your spiritual master's words, to that extent Krishna becomes revealed. So I just got to go hearing. Now Guru Maharaj, you can answer something. Make for the mic. Yeah.
What is really hearing mean?
What does hearing mean? Well, some may think hearing means it goes in one ear and comes out the other. But that's not really hearing. Hearing means you take it in through your ears, in deep, deep, deep into your heart. You take the instructions of your spiritual master as your very life and soul. That means you're really hearing him now, you see. You take his orders as your life and soul. Thank you, Guru Mataji, for helping us answer more powerfully. Next. Everyone's satisfied now? Here we go. Yeah, this will be the last question.
Kada mokinys klausosi mokyto ir bando įleisti širdį jo mokytojo nurodymus, bet negali jų įgyvendinti. Sakysim, fiziškai negali, ar maži vaikai augina, ar kažkokios tokios rimtesnės būna priežastys. Ir tada mokiniai susiduria su dilema, kad jeigu klausai ir lipi savo ant sąžinės, nes negali to dabar įgyvendinti, tai kaip tada elgtis ir kaip eiti į priekį, kad klausytis ir saugo širdį ir melstis, kad galėtum ateiti, kaip daryti, nes tikrai tokia būna sudėtinga situacija. Norisi klausytis ir paskui daryti, bet negali.
She is wondering about the situation when someone is listening the orders of spiritual master, but he has no physical ability to completely follow this. For example, he has a children or some duties, and he is not able to follow this. So how he should accept them and continue listening?
As far as possible.
Reikia daryti tiek, kiek įmanoma.
That's all. If you can't do it physically, at least you should be meditating and wait and praying for the day when you can carry them out. What's the example? Srila Prabhupada. When he was a young man, he got the order to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. But he was the manager of a chemical factory. He had no idea how he could do it. But he knew, I must do this. Prabhupada said, I waited 35 years to carry out the order of my spiritual master. So the thing is, if you can't do it now, you have to keep it in your heart. Guru Maharaj has ordered me, I must spread this Krishna conscious movement. Somehow or other, even now I'm totally caught up in these duties and these duties. I know somehow, someday, I must fully carry out Guru Maharaj's order. Keep it burning in your heart. And Krishna will bless you. That day will come when you can fully carry out your Guru Maharaj's order. like Prabhupada was able to do it finally at the age of 70.
Lygiai kaip ir Prabhupada, kai jam suėjo 70 metų, jis galėjo tai padaryti.
At age of 22, he was given the order.
22 metai buvo, jis gavo nurodymą.
He was not able to fully carry it out until the age of 70.
Negalėjo jo įgyvendinti iki 70 metų, kol sulaukė.
But you keep that order burning in your heart.
Bet reikia laikyti tą nurodymą, deginti savo širdyje.
So, we'll go ahead and stop here.
Taigi čia sustosim.
How many are coming for Mangal Arati tomorrow?
Kiek iš jūsų ateis rytoj iš ryto Mangal Arati?
How many are coming for greet the deities tomorrow and Griha Puja? How many are coming for Bhagavatam tomorrow? How many are coming to the lecture tomorrow night? Alright, so we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.
Jai.